Remembering Nelson Mandela. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
One of the things that I so clearly remember, Dave, as a young college anti-apartheid activist, sitting in Cape Town on the mountain and looking over at Robben Island, where Mandela was in prison for almost 30 years, and wondering if he would ever be released.
Robert Taylor grew up in Cape Town. He became an anti-apartheid activist as a young man, to the point that his apartment was raided in 1980, and he left for the United States with the help of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Taylor became an Episcopal priest and is now president of the Desmond Tutu Peace Foundation in New York, which is all about nonviolent change. But the reason Mandela had been locked up was his decision to turn to violence after 69 unarmed black protesters were killed by South African police.
There are many people who feel that it is useless for us to continue talking peace and nonviolence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks.
And so he organized bombings of government installations. I asked Robert Taylor, as a peace activist, does he in fact believe there are times when violence can be justified?
I'm not suggesting that there are times when violence is okay. I think an important distinction is that the limited violent action was always designed to make sure that human lives were never targeted. And that's a distinction that I think is sorely missing in the many skirmishes and wars in the world today.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.